Pardon? Did you hear that, what he had said about after he passes away?
No.
That his presence will be felt as if he were physically present.
Oh. When did he say that?
When he was with us. And he gave a figure. I said, what do you mean by that? Then he said to us that, well, somebody brings a bouquet of roses, you know, and puts it here. And in the drawing room, here means not here, means in a drawing room of his place. And then some people come, guests and all that, and they again have that smell of roses. It is there. They have nice roses. Where did you get? So they talk about it and all that. And then what happens is that the roses wilt the next day or after 2-3 days. And the person who has got the bouquet just does it away with it. But still the fragrance of roses lingers on. Mm-hmm. And that's how I mean that even if I pass away, the fragrance, my presence, fragrance of my presence will linger on for 100 and a little over years.
Now, your story reminded me of something I haven't said before. This was very, very early. And actually, it was at the time when Baba dropped his body and was resting in the samadhi, in the tomb. And you see, we who haven't had experiences, who were not given experiences or, you know, anything relating to that, are very, very shy of ever speaking of an experience if we happen to have it. I mean, it's a word, I would much prefer some other word, but mm-hmm. experience is the only word you can mm-hmm. say. And in fact, I think at some time I had mentioned it to Eric, and he looked sort of, to be wary, you know. And he wasn't encouraging it, because then if they said, well, if the Mandali has it, then, you know, we can all have it, and God knows what would happen. You know, mm-hmm. it's a very mm-hmm. subtle thing, but we were wary. And I completely put it out there. For the 7 days when Baba was samadhi, I had a fragrant smell of roses right inside my nose. It had nothing to do with the outside. And it sometimes I would try and keep it aside for a while, but it wouldn't. I couldn't. Mm-hmm. It was in there. It wasn't something that was coming from. It was right here behind my very sense of smell, nostrils. Mm-hmm. It was there, and so that even when mm-hmm. my nose was blocked from crying under the blanket at night, so that Mera would not see us cry, and you know it would make her worse. So grief had to be very, very private, very personal. But I still remember putting the blanket over my head at night and blowing my nose without making a noise and crying. But even at that time, the smell of the roses, the fragrance of the roses was very strong, very strong. And it continued all those 7 days. Roses. So then the next time the thing that we heard anything concerning roses connected with Baba was that time when Mansari went in the morning and inside the samadhi, and the earth had caved in and the place was full of the fragrance of roses and so. Mm-hmm. So your telling about roses brought back that memory which I'd put by. It was to be in the trunk for all time. But now I remembered it. Mm-hmm.